Blog Talk Radio.
I love the Lord, he hears my cry.
People,
and how to really represent yourself when you encounter people with any kind of behavior problem. Amen. And it has really blessed me because you never know how a person is going to approach you when you step out in a mentoring capacity.
That's right.
And you don't not only have to just say, I depend on the Holy Spirit, you also need some background training.
Praise the Lord.
So we need to stop just saying, oh, help you, Lord, and also prepare yourself. You know, God requires something from us. So we all need some training. Okay, we are now in the process of recruiting members and tutors for an after-school reading program to be held at the Freeville Baptist Church starting in the fall. So if you have an interest in this area, please see Deaconess LaShonda Lewis. Okay, we also still have our People Helping People ministry, and they are not active right now, and it's because no one has given them any challenges to take on. We have well able-bodied men in this church that are just waiting to do some work. So if you know of any projects for some senior citizens that need some work done around their homes, let Deacon Lewis know about that. Currently, our staff consists of Deacon Joel Lewis, who is our ministry leader. Deaconess LaShonda Lewis, Sister Janice Johnson, Sister Gwendolyn Lewis, Sister Anita Bolton, Brother Ricky Henry, Brother Michael McBride, Sister Constance McMillan, and myself, Sister Janet McBride. We thank you, Pastor Morgan, for so graciously allowing us and for teaching and training us to do the things that we do. We thank you, Church, for your continued support and your prayers as we go out to missions. And thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Can anyone hear me? Good evening. This is the Bible Enrichment Hour being hosted by Granny's Place. Can anyone hear me? Well, good evening. This is the Bible Enrichment Hour being hosted by Granny's Place. We thank Granny's Place for hosting that Bible Enrichment Hour. Their phone number is 310-982-4126. I'm not sure if anyone can hear me. But the Ladder House is being hosted by Granny's Place this evening, where Dr. Shelton Carter, is our founder and overseer. Well, Dr. Shelton Carter has a new day call that goes forth every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. We go live every Monday through Friday at 605-475-4730. That 10 is 937-429. Again, our new day morning call, where we have the Breakfast of Champions, is available to all who wish to call in at 605-475-4730. That 10 is 937-429. We have those calls every Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. We also have a local assembly where we meet at in Los Angeles, California, where one of our Ladder House networks is. That address is 1745 West Vernon Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90062. Again, that's 1745 West Vernon Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90062. Please make note of that in any of your information that you have in regards to the Ladder House, and feel free to fellowship with us at any time that you're in the area. Send family members and friends out to fellowship with us if anyone should happen to be in that area. It's a great time of fellowship, and we just welcome each and every person that would like to take the opportunity to fellowship with us. Also, you can follow Dr. Shelton Carter on Our Ladder House. That's on Facebook at Our Ladder House, a place where you can go to on Facebook to get some valuable, encouraging information, positive things, encouraging information and words and just fellowship and testimonies, things of that nature that people share, things that have happened to them or things that have been beneficial to them through the word and the information that they've gathered in following Dr. Shelton Carter. Again, you can follow that by liking us on Facebook at Our Ladder House Network. Also, if you have some information or you'd like to correspond with us, you can do so through our email at lhwork@gmail.com. Again, our email address is thelhwork@gmail.com. I'm not sure if I'm being heard or if anyone's there, but if you are, please say hello. The floor is open. Okay, we have a different connection going forth today. Not sure of the various different challenges that may be going forth at this time. I see through my text messaging that we do have Ladder House family on, but I can't hear you guys. I can't hear you guys, and I don't know where that challenge comes in at. That means if I can't hear you, Dr. Carter can be on, and I cannot hear him either. So please, as we figure out this technical glitch.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Sister Carol?
Yes.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Okay.
All right. Now you can hear.
Can you hear me, Shanine? Shanine.
I can hear you. I think we lost Shanine.
Okay. Oh, well, let me text and tell her what to do. Okay. Hold on.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Hi. Yeah.
Yes, we can hear you.
Because I can hear you. My goodness, Lord help me.
But I tell you.
You got it, Shanine. You got it now. Those buttons that's on the left, make sure you click them in so everybody can come in on that first button, okay?
There were no buttons. My board was empty.
Do you see any now?
Now, yes. I just now saw you wonderful people, and I was like, I'm not alone.
No,
okay,
you're not alone yet.
Okay. All right.
Well, praise
now
the Lord for our Bible,
okay.
Our Bible Enrichment Hour. We thank God for the stick-to-itiveness of the Ladder Houseians, the core of the community. Say hello, family. It's so good to hear your voice. I'm not a lonely man on an island. Say hello, please.
Hi.
Okay. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I hear it.
All right, now. I'm going to say, I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Baby, the numbers I had, I said I got to get Sister Lewis' number. Because I remember one time we was on, and I remember Sister Lewis saying that we were muted or something. And then I started trying to pass that around. I said, somebody let her know we can't hear.
Okay.
Oh,
my God. Hey, you
okay.
Can't hold
up
another house, women down, okay?
Never that. It won't happen. It will not happen.
Amen.
It's way past our time, but we still trying to get on. on. In the name of
okay.
Jesus.
That's all right.
Praise God.
Shanine, now you got it. You still got your, when you went live, you still have your 90, probably your 90 minutes. So, Pastor, I told him you was on now, so he should be calling in because he was wondering what was happening. Okay?
Amen. Yes, we're
okay.
All, yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord,
and,
praise the Lord.
Okay. The second button is the mute button. You can click on it and that'll mute out everybody out of the noise one by one, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
praise and this newfound thing going on today. Amen, amen.
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 Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you good to go. Okay. I'm going
yes,
to go back
ma'am.
To my room. Okay.
Yes,
I'm going
yes,
back
ma'am.
To my room.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Well, while
thank
we're
you.
Waiting, an interesting thing happened to me today, besides this Blog Talk Radio wonderful experience, personal development challenge that I've had today. It was quite interesting that through my lunch experience with my family, and there was just a few of the females of the family, that we ended up talking about Daniel. It was quite hilarious because I had information on Daniel. I knew what his name was, knew what it was changed to, and Shadrach and Meshach and how it was Meshach. And because we know the story, but trying to remember how the names were changed and all that stuff, we were going through a debate. And I was able to say, well, if you were on our New Day call this morning, you would have this information firsthand because a wonderful young lady was blessed to share the information with us. You're just trying to brag. Nope, you can find yourself some power, some information. You can get refreshed. It's like our morning power hour. We get together, we gather information, we share, we pray, we lift each other up, we fellowship, we get some teaching. You can get some everything you need to get ready for your day. And it was quite interesting because I put on my glasses to pull up my information, and they started laughing. Oh, she's got the knowledge now. She got the glasses on. But I just laughed at the fact that it just, you know, certain things come back up throughout the day that we do in our morning call and various different things. And it's just amazing. If you look for God, you see God in everything that you do, and you'll see information, instruction, encouragement in all that you do. And just wanted to share that little tidbit. I'm not sure who else has something that they had got from this morning or this week's lessons and things that they would like to just share, or just a testimony of the goodness of God and their wonderful Resurrection Sunday, because I met you guys Monday and Tuesday, but the floor is open. Please share.
Well, praise God. First of all, I would like to thank God for you being able to get on. I'm sorry that you had such a problem, but it's just a new thing for you, and we will be going over this again. So just be patient, and God will, you know, he always fix it for us. So we're going to be happy and glad in that. And also, I want to say good evening to my family, and I enjoyed having lunch with you all today because I am here with you. And it has been such a wonderful joy and time of fellowship. And I love each one of you little roundhead people. You all are so loving and so concerned. Just going to care about me in and hug me and love me, and I feel just like I've been with you forever. You just family. So thank you for welcoming me. Thank you for treating me so wonderfully, and I just look forward to many more days of fellowship with you. Amen.
Well, it's good to have you here on this side and understanding and hanging out with us over here in the specific standard time area. We feel all special, and we got royalty in the house. We got some little Dallas flavor with us, and we are excited about just any and every opportunity we have to fellowship with the family and be able to see and touch on you and, you know, love on you. So it's an exciting time for us here, not only hearing each other, but being able to actually see you and touch you. It's great.
Yes.
It's great. So we're blessed to have
yes.
you here. I don't know anybody else from Dallas that likes to just come in and speak and say hello. We're looking forward to all y'all coming down here and just fellowshipping with us and just coming up there and fellowshipping with you guys. Please take a minute and share with us this evening.
This is Sophie, and I. Good evening, good evening. Hi, okay, my sister said, I asked how was it in the neighborhood. My sister said, but I didn't know what hood she was in.
I thought I was surprised.
Okay, well, surprise, amen. And I must say, yes, I know that I've felt that love before, and it is such an awesome, awesome feeling. That have the family there in L.A. can greet you and just love on you. So I know you're having an excellent time, and
yes,
you have safe travels when you get ready to come back to our Texas stuff.
Okay.
You have an awesome, awesome time. And, yes, and this morning, I must say, the Holy Spirit, you know, open up some things and open up some eyes to let us know that our awesome sister that brings us all those help tips, she's really on it, and she's really doing, again, her due diligence and bringing us that information. And it is, whether or not she knew before this morning, but it is so biblical. Everything is so biblical. It talks about how the boys ate what God instructed them to eat. They ate their vegetables and drank water, and how they were healthier than those who were eating all the other things in life. So it made me, it gave me a whole different outlook on maybe I might need to try some of this, and maybe my food needs to have a label on it. Uh-uh. Label on it, right? So it was enlightening to get that information. So, again, our calls are really bringing some knowledge to us to know how to live and how to live healthy, and not only
hey,
how to live, but how to also live spiritually. So I love what the Ladder House brings to us. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I know Sister Governor has stuff that she was sharing as well, too. For us, open, man.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I hope I don't sound like nothing, but I'm next. I'm coming up there and I'm down there. I look yonder, wherever, you know, Sister Karen had to show me how to get up there and hold my hand on the plane, but I'm next.
Amen.
I say, Sister Lucy, you sure did surprise us. Come on, Jim, you know, launching everything. You getting your water made right there.
That's hilarious. Water made. Now, she hasn't gotten her water made just yet. She did get some green powder, though. I did give her, bless her, with some actual to-go packs with some green powder. So when she get back, add that to her arsenal and try that out and see if she likes it and wants to go ahead and take the opportunity and add that into her diet. So we were blessed to be able to do that and just fellowship and break bread.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had the opportunity to give her that infused water, though, but she's still getting all the love and nutrients that she can hold.
That's it.
That's it.
It's
overwhelming, and I love it. I love to be overwhelmed with love. It's just a beautiful thing. And I want to tell you, I want to share. You should have seen this look that I got for the plate that I had. Janine, you didn't know, but I know what you look like when you look at my plate. But I had to eat, you know. I have to eat.
Yeah.
I have to. Well, she
just
trying
to take a little inventory to see what everybody had on the table.
She didn't look real happy about it, but I had
nah.
to. But I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good.
That's right, that's right. As long as we got the heart and the mind to change, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Make them step.
Yeah.
Savannah, we know better. We're going to do that.
Right. I thank God for the opportunity, because while I've been able to gather the various different information I gathered from my personal experience, and please, please, please excuse the grandbaby if you can hear her holler in the background. She's with her mother. So sorry. Can't mute you out, but I'm so sorry. Nevertheless, in obedience, I actually was instructed to share the information with you guys, because I've shared on various different levels, but I was instructed to share even over the line, not knowing exactly how that will go forth, but just sharing as I was given it to share, or as it's been beneficial to me. So I just thank God for obedience and just learning how to just do as I'm told, not always understanding. Sometimes just, you know, I have a blank look on my face, Dr. Carter would tell you, but I'm going to do what you said. I don't understand everything, and when I don't understand, I ask questions. Hopefully so I can do it good, you know, or do it in excellence, but nevertheless, I go forth to getting tweaked on the way, getting the personal development exercises and things that happen on the way. Nevertheless, yeah. I'm learning how to embrace that, how to, you know, look for areas that I can grow in, look for areas I can change in, and not just use the information that I've been blessed to get however the Lord blessed me to get it, but being able to be blessed to get it, to be a blessing to share it. And at various different levels, as people get that information, they make whatever necessary arrangements they need to make in their time and understanding their time. So, Sister Lewis, even when I look across the table and look at people's food, I'm not always looking to criticize. I just wonder what people chose to eat sometimes, because, unfortunately, because the Lord has blessed me to be able to actually take control over that particular part of my life, people feel sometimes when I'm around that I may be trying to judge. And if you ask me a question, yeah, I can answer, but I really wasn't thinking about it like that. I've learned how to fellowship with people, and I find that often, more times than not, people are wondering what I'm thinking about what they're doing and not just enjoying the fellowship. And 90% of the time, I'm not really paying attention to all that. Because I enjoy the fellowship, and I notice that that's a gift as well too, just to be able to have the family around and fellowship and share, even if, you know, it's around food, because that's where people sometimes feel the most comfortable and they like to share and just be able to, you know, fellowship in that fashion. And it's okay with me. I'm no longer at a place where I'm bothered by it. When I was bothered by it, I'd excuse myself out of things. No, thank you. I had something to do, but I know how to fellowship in a great fashion now, and I'm not worried about it. But it's great. It's just great to be able to have the opportunity, and also it's great to hear that people want to know more. They want to know about what's going on with their health. They want to be part of what the doctor says is going on. They're asking questions. They're trying to see, okay, well, what is this medicine side effect? Or is there another medicine I can use that don't have that side effect? Or can I get on this medicine for this short period of time and then get off of this medication, because I don't want to be, I want to find a cure for what's going on, be part of the cure and not part of the problem. Because I've heard a lot of stories where people have had things like illnesses and cancers and various things like that. They cure the cancer, but your liver's failing, or your kidney needs to be replaced, but you don't have cancer anymore. Yay. No. We want to be able to be completely whole as God purposed for us to be, spirit, soul, and body. With that, I'm not sure if Dr. Carter has having any challenges coming on, because Shanine is at the control, but we pray that the man of God will be able to still log on if she hasn't done something to affect him.
Well, you can see him when he comes on. You can see the number when it pops up. If you scroll down,
right.
If it's on the left side, you can scroll on, you can scroll down and see if there are any more people who have come on also.
Yes, ma'am, I do see that. But, again, I just don't know if I hit the wrong button because I had all y'all muted. But
yeah.
I couldn't even see the number.
That
there were no numbers on my little screen either.
That was my misinstruction. I was supposed to tell you that once you get past that Blog Talk introduction, you have to mute it, bring in everybody in. So we're going to get it together. Okay.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. But I did want to tell you that it didn't bother me, and I know it wasn't bothering you as you, I know you were just being observant, so I just mentioned it. That was all.
Yeah.
I just know you. I know what you was doing, and it was a.
Amen.
It was all good. It was all good.
Okay, what did you eat, sir? I'm just curious. Y'all keep on my food. I'm like, what did she eat?
I had five salads cooked with some hash brown and some scrambled eggs. Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
He said something about that about those patties, and I was looking for some onions and potatoes, you know, and because I'm a potato head. But I got excited about them, and when they was on that menu, you know, I had to have them.
All right.
Okay, but it was wonderful. I was happy. You know, I get happy about food. That's my biggest problem. My name is LaShondra Lewis, and I am a food aholic.
That's funny. That's funny. Amen. Welcome, LaShondra Lewis.
That's what you're supposed to say next.
Welcome.
With my sister help, I'm going to do better. She's going to help me. You know,
amen. We're all doing better day by day.
That's it. Like I said, we got the heart to change, so we're open to it. That's the thing.
All
right. Amen, amen. I know that there are some various different things that Dr. Carter has taught us about in this last week. I know we had the Resurrection Sunday and things of that nature. And Monday's teaching, you know, we've had time to chew on it a bit. I'm sure, you know, you still probably have a plate to be cutting, and you're chewing on that piece today, and you're chewing on that piece. But it's interesting, or it's very helpful to understand and just share the various different areas and ways that it ministered to you, or the word on Monday ministered to you, and the things that you learned and you gathered. Oftentimes, when we share them with one another, it helps the various ones of us grow, not just in the area of being able to share our testimonies and things, but just understanding that, you know, certain thought processes and things that we go through individually are not necessarily a bad thing, just a different thing. Understanding that the diversities make us who we are, and we embrace those diversities. But when we share them, then it helps us understand and be able to even embrace ourselves. Oftentimes we can be our worst critics and thinking we should be doing this better. We've been doing this for so long, we should be doing that better. But I know that oftentimes when you are sharing and you share from that word and that place that you've learned from, it's very instrumental with helping others of the family get from whatever place they are to their next level. So I'd ask that someone out of the three of us has been able to get on so far, or four of us actually, be able to share in Monday's experience. I had challenges on Monday as well too, but I praise the Lord that I'm overcoming them every day. So if some of our lovely sisters would care to take a minute and share from the studies and lessons that Dr. Carter brought on Monday, that would be greatly appreciated.
Well, I didn't even hear that. And I just want to say one of the greatest points that I got that he brought out on Monday was the unconditional love, just talking about love. And, you know, sometimes later I think you think about some of the things that are said, and you think about what is love, and, you know, what just to feel that, and, you know, listening to Sister LaShondra now as she talks about the love that she's embracing with all of you guys. And, you know, it's such an awesome thing, because we do have that kind of love where we, you know, you hear you on the call all the time, you hearing these voices, and then when you get a chance to see each other face-to-face, it brings about a different type of situation where it's like you know each other, your family, and you have that family love, but then you also have that those other loves. And it's just so many different things. But guess what? They all add back up and come back together just of time. It all, the definition of love end up being time, spending time with each other, time in the morning, spending time in Bible study, spending time as a family, spending time in fellowship, and just spending time with one another. And it's just, that's the love that we get, you know, and then having that, of course, unconditional love where we are not criticizing or judging one another and those things. So that's my take on what we got on some of what Pastor talked about on Monday.
Amen, like amen. Well, thank you. Go ahead.
That I did learn, and which I've been putting in practice, that unconditional love is just something us possess as Christians and or lovers for one sister to another to all believers. And I have been trying to do that here probably for the last 6 or 7 months. We have challenges every day with folks, every day, you know, regardless of what position we're in or what we're doing. But if you can love unconditionally, that's a God thing, and that's part of the transformation that you go through. And I've been blessed with the transformation series that he's been doing. And, you know, he always gives you something to think about and to check yourself about to see if, you know, you're there. To see if you are walking by God's will and not your will. And I've been doing a lot of self-checking, and I thank God for Dr. Carter and what he's taught and what he's teaching. And I just look forward to more and more of learning and development, as you say, self-development from him, because it's just so helpful and just brings you to a place where you want to be. You want to be all that God has for you to be. So that's my take. And I've learned to love better. I've learned to not to be so critical. I've learned not to judge as much, because I could be judgmental, but I've learned, you know, that's not the way. So thank you. Thank you if you're listening, Carter. You've really transformed and helped me with the transition and transformation in my life.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you for sharing that. I don't want to belabor the hour. We had some technical difficulties, sir, so sorry for that issue. But the floor is now yours. We turn it over to another of our founder and overseer, Dr. Shelton Carter.
Amen. God bless you. God bless your heart and all your parts. Happy Tuesday evening, and we'll take time out to share and study God's word. It's a blessing to hear you all gossiping, amen, this evening. But you're good gossiping. You're gossiping the word, amen. Amen. I love the sharing the good news, and so it's a healthy gossip and feeding and pouring into one another. That just does my heart all the good, especially. When you understand the power of fellowship, amen. I want you to look at something. Let me find it first. I didn't plan this, amen, but I think it is appropriate. One second. One second. Amen. Yes. Let's look at the five really quick. Amen. Another hour is late, and we've had some setback tonight. However, we pray that the Holy Ghost will redeem the time that was lost. In Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, it says, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. In one place it says that they were mending their nets. Then Jesus got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and he taught the multitude from the boat. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, nevertheless, in spite of, irregardless, your word will move me into a place, will supersede my feeling, my emotion, and even my thinking on the matter. Because I have highly exalted your word above my opinion, above my emotion. Because my thinking can be off. My emotions could be misleading, but your word is infallible. Your word is constant. Your word is all authoritative, and your word is all power. And your word does what it is sent. Also, what we are finding is that his word, amen, is finding us in a certain place. He says, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night long and caught nothing. But I'm recognizing that it changes from nothing to abundance when I learn to stop moving out of my intellect and start moving according and in harmony synonymously with your word. Because when I agree with your word, then all things are well. Joshua said it like this, that God wants to give me good success and do his word. But if I don't keep and do his word, then success may not be as guaranteed or assured as it was in Joshua's days, who had the discipline to not only hear the word, but to do the word that he was hearing. And it is the disciplines that prove your discipleship and prove that you are a disciple of Christ, which means that you are a follower of Christ. And what proves that you are a follower is because if you are my disciple, then keep my commandments. You do my word even when my word is not popular. You do my word even when I don't feel comfortable. You do my word even when you're emotional. You do your word even when your mind is telling you something different. You discipline yourself to do that word. And the assurance comes, amen, and provokes us even more when you have, amen, fellowship with the word and you watch the word produce in your life. The Bible says, he says, nevertheless, at your word, we will let down the net. And when they had done this, caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. Now, get this. They are toiling all night, and they catch nothing. And so they come back to shore, go back to shore, and they are repairing their nets. One translation says they are mending their nets. And the reality is they're actually just putting it back together so they can store it up but never go back out and do based upon the thing, basically go back and do what they were doing, because now they are in a place of dejection and hopelessness because they have done what they knew to do, and what they knew to do wasn't working no more. And this is how we are sometimes, especially in ministry. We do what we know to do, and we do all that we know to do, and sometimes we get to the place where what we know to do isn't working anymore, and so therefore we think something is broke with it instead of realizing that it might be something that we are missing. And one of the things that we may be missing is that maybe
maybe how we do what we do must change now, because what we've been doing up until now has been successful, but all of a sudden now it's not as successful as it used to be. But we're so bound to our traditions and so bound to our opinions, so bound to our ideals, that we worship at the idols of our own opinions, that we believe our own hype, because once before something we came up with worked. Or once before, God was moving with you and blessing you with something that he gave you when he gave you his word. But what you didn't understand, that the word God gives is a proceeding word. It is a moving word. It is a revelatory word. It is an unfolding word. He says to Peter, he says, Peter, up on this rock, in which he pronounced him as the Christ, he said, flesh and blood did not do this, but my Father has to reveal this, pull back the covers. Apocalypse is the word. He has pulled back the cover, revealed to me. See, it's one thing to read the word, but it's another thing to have that word that you read revealed. And so why change wasn't inevitable was because you were in the word and you went and you attended stuff in the name of the Lord, but God had not pulled back the blinders off of your eyes yet and allowed you to see what you couldn't see without his spirit upon you, or to hear what you couldn't hear unless he pulled back the cover and graced you to understand something you couldn't understand, because he says in Ephesians that this thing is a mystery. And a mystery is something that is not easily found, but it's not something that is not supposed to be discovered. In our case, a mystery is something that is not easily found, and it's not something that is easily discovered, but it is something that is to be uncovered, because a mystery is not useful or helpful just being a mystery. God wants it known and to be found, but he is not supplying that type of equipment to that level of irresponsibility. This is why in one place he says that he that doeth the will shall know his doctrine. Doctrine meaning teaching, understanding. He will give explanation. But sometimes, in some cases, he first wants to see that you will obey him. And once he identifies that you will cooperate with his unctions, his leading, then he will come back later and bring you forth understanding. Likewise with mysteries. Paul said it like this, as the apostle given to the Corinthian church. Again, the apostle is one that is sent, and I'm not talking apostolic as it relates to denomination, but I'm talking apostolic as it relates to function. And in a function, the apostolic anointing is one that is sent. And so the sent one says, I have been sent because I have been equipped. You don't send somebody somewhere to perform a duty, a job, or a responsibility who has not yet been equipped for that responsibility. And one of the things we miss is we are following leaders and teachers and words that are uninformed, uninspiring, and they're simply dead words, and they have no uncovering. Paul says this. Paul says it like this. He says that faith cometh by hearing, but faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Notice that he did not say that faith comes by having heard the word of God. And so we've heard the word of God and we had inspiration, but you didn't know that there had to be a proceeding word coming. And this is why he says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every, which means that it's possible that you've missed something that was sent your way. And this is why something has been stifled, stagnant, or inoperable in your life that once was living, moving, and thriving. The potential of it. These are professional fishermen who are discouraged, despondent, because they have stepped out in all that they knew to do, and this is why we and a lot of us keep coming to problems and running into dead ends, because we are doing what we know to do, and so therefore what we do, which we know to do, is the thing we do that usually make us feel best at that given time. But when God is leading, sometimes he will lead you in places at a time that the time itself don't feel good, nonetheless the effort that is required from you during that time. And some of us give ourselves permission to opt out of exercising the word because of the condition of our time. And because of the condition of your time, the condition of your life has been surrounded, equipped in an atmosphere that is dejected. The disciples are dejected. They're despondent. They've been working, man. The Bible used the word toiling. They had been toiling all night for a catch, struggling for a catch. Watch this. These are professional disciples who understand the aquatic. They understand the waters. They are marine experts. And for them to not catch a fish or to catch fish, well, they didn't catch a fish. The Bible says they threw their nets out there, and what they were using to harvest, amen, was no longer bringing it in. Matter of fact, the equipment that they used needed obviously some level of reinforcement, and this is known because the Bible says they cast their net, but after casting their net, they caught nothing. But the evidence of the warfare that was up on the thing that they were using was made known, and we know this because they had to mend their net, and you don't have to mend your net if your net hadn't been torn. If there hadn't been some damage, you've experienced some level of damaging that you have made your mind up that I'm never going to try it again. I'm never going to do it again. I'm never going back to that again. And God is saying to you, the reason it did not work and the reason it disappointed like it did is because you moved on the first word, not realizing that I was giving you a proceeding word, and you missed the proceeding word because you might have missed your apostle who was supposed to unfold the mystery for you, because he has been given a grace, according to Ephesians, for you to reveal. He has been given a dispensation of grace, the Bible says, to reveal the hidden mysteries that had not been made known at other ages and other times, but have now been made known to you, which means that what God gave in one age or in another time was for that age or that time, but because his word kept proceeding, he was giving you an unfolding word for the time that you're in now. God told the prophet to go down to the brook, and there's going to be this widow woman, amen, that was going to provide for him. And so he obeyed the word of God, but once he obeyed the word, that carried his action or his correspondence to the brook. The Bible said the word that he was in obedience to got him to a place of disappointment as well, because he got to the brook based up on the word of God that was given to him at that time, and the brook dried up. God gave you a word to go do something, and you went out there and you did it, and it didn't turn out the way that you thought it was going to turn out. And the reason it didn't turn out the way that you thought it was going to turn out, matter of fact, instead of turning out the way that you thought it was going to turn out, it became more damaging. And the measure of the effort that you put into it definitely was not affirmed or confirmed by the measure of the harvest that you received. Am I talking to anybody? Y'all understand what I'm saying here? You threw it out there. And you know God led you to do it. And so you couldn't understand the disappointment of the productivity that was coming out of what it is that you knew you were led to go do. And not only were you led to go do it, you got a word on it. But you didn't understand there was a preceding word. God told that prophet to go down to the brook, for this woman was there to provide for him. And once he got to the brook dried up. But even though the brook dried up, the Bible said that the raven came and fed him, and a raven was